And I'm Renee Montaigne. And as many of you listeners know, this is my last week hosting Morning Edition.
And Renee, we are going to miss you on the show. And we've been listening to some of the great stories that you have told over the years, which has been wonderful. And I'm ready to hear from Afghanistan because I know that's a country that means so much to you.
We have one of my favorite stories from Afghanistan, a touching story of schoolgirls down in Kandahar. And of course, I started going to Afghanistan soon after the Taliban government was driven out back in 2001. It was a peaceful time and it was filled with hope. And amazingly, in a way, hope continued even after the Taliban came back. When I went to Kandahar for this particular story in 2010, the place had grown so dangerous that the Taliban had taken to targeting even schoolgirls, throwing acid in their faces. Terrible.
That's just awful.
Terrible story. So on this trip, for the first time, I had to wear a burqa just to visit a group of girls who, as it turned out, were unafraid. Follow me now down a street in Kandahar, through a tall iron gate, past a guard with a gun, and into a courtyard. Here, little girls let their bright veils slip, and young women throw off their burqas. They're laughing and chatting now that they're within the walls of a place that promises to set them free.
I love my school.
11-year-old Bilki slipped away from her English class. Pretty in a ponytail and red sweater threaded with silver, she wanted to tell us why, for her, learning is more precious than any possession.
It's very great that everybody have to be educated, because education is like a gold. When you get it, it will be always in your mind and you can profit from that. Never, no one can steal it from your mind, education. We can do everything by education. It will shine your life.
It would be fair to say that there's no world of girls more hidden, literally, than the world beneath the burqas of Afghanistan. In Kandahar, these voluminous coverings are often light brown, so on the street they can appear like dust swirling in an autumn wind. But it would be a mistake to presume that all the women underneath are somehow pitiable or frightened or even meek. They aren't, mostly. And here at the Afghan-Canadian Community Center is an especially determined bunch. The center offers courses in English and computer technology and business. The students aren't here just for the joy of learning. They want careers. Here's Bilki's friend Nurzia, who's 14.
I'm learning English because it's an international language, and English is very important for our life. If we become a doctor, because doctor needs to write up prescriptions for the patient by English.
Do you want to be a doctor then?
Yes, sir. Yes, miss.
Yeah, we need for female doctors because Afghans, their women, they hide their face, or then they don't want a male doctor exactly. They want to be treated by female doctors. Therefore, we need for female doctors.
Yes, Kandahar is the heartland of the Taliban. But as you can hear, these girls have plans to be out in the world.
My name is Tahira S. Saidi.
Shahira Saidi, we are sisters, and also we are classmates.
We found Tahira, who's 20, and Shahira, who's 19, sitting at computers along with a dozen other girls. Tahira's dark eyes shine beneath her gauzy pink veil. Her sister Shahira is the conservative one, all in black. And when they speak of making up for the years under the Taliban when they weren't allowed to go to school, their words tumble out.
There was Taliban, so we were not going to school. We were just at home. My father is a doctor. He was teaching us.
So you're pretty motivated.
Yeah, I'm pretty. My father and my aunties, especially my mother, she's a housewife, but she really motivated us. Everything which we are studying because of my mother or my father. My mother didn't study because her family was just a little bit conservative. They didn't like schools. My mother said, no, my daughter will be a teacher, or well, maybe they are a doctor, everything, but they have to study.
Why do you think your mother was different?
I don't know. My mother never have gone to school because her father, her uncles, no one liked school, but my mother likes school. My mother, lots of people say that she is uneducated, but she said, no, my daughter will be educated.
One irony of Kandahar being a war zone, There may just be more opportunities for girls who want to grow up to be working women. There's the UN, NATO, and USAID, all hiring and paying well. Also offering desk jobs for women who can use computers and speak English, construction companies, and the cell phone giant Roshan. The more obvious thing for a girl trying to learn and work here, it's dangerous. Somehow every girl in her family must come to terms with the possibility that harm could come to her. When I broach the subject with young Nurzia, she brushes off the threats that the community center has passed on to her parents.
There's a war going on. Has it ever stopped you from coming to school? Is it dangerous so your parent,
no.
Your mother doesn't want you to?
No.
And your parents have never been too scared for you?
No. They always say that the center is warning, but it's lie. It's not true.
So sometimes there are warnings for girls not to go to school, but you don't believe it?
No, I don't believe it. It's because it's lie.
Nurzia's family chooses to view threats as intimidation, pure and simple. By the Taliban or warlords or drug dealers, anyone who might benefit from fear and disorder. The family of Tahira and Shahira Saidi do allow themselves to be scared, but not scared away.
Some months ago, near to our house, one girl was killed by someone. She was working. She was our classmates. My mother always says, when you are coming, I'm just waiting. I'm looking at the door. If they come or someone come and says that they will be killed. So we are coming. We want to be brave and we are coming to school.
At the Afghan-Canadian Community Center, a pushy horn signals the end of the school day. The young girls tighten their headscarves, the older ones pull on their burqas. They hold their books to their chests like a shield and once again disappear onto the streets of Kandahar. Afghan schoolgirls with high hopes from my trip to Afghanistan in 2010, one of the favorite pieces we're playing on this, my last week as host of Morning Edition.